This is Jennifer Simmons with AIM. Already, our Hometown Innovations podcast is giving you a new way to explore the creativity happening in our cities and towns. This week, we're bringing you stories from our Idea Summit in Evansville, where local and state leaders are gathered for an exciting mix of speakers, workshops, and networking opportunities. Follow along as we share highlights from our largest event of the year and brainstorm the future of Indiana's municipalities.
This is Chelsea Schneider, Municipal Innovation Specialist for AIM, and we are here at the AIM Idea Summit with one of our lawmakers of the year, Representative Holly Sullivan, who represents the Evansville area. So, Representative Sullivan, you know, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you guys just came off of a really exciting 2017 legislative session. So tell me a little bit about what happened in terms of the road funding and infrastructure debate.
Absolutely. It was exciting. It was a budget year, but on top of that, we did an historical infrastructure package that came together in House Bill 1002. It was many years in the making. It's very, very exciting for me as an engineer to see a data-driven plan come together for so much good for the state and for all Hoosiers that use the infrastructure across the north all the way to the south. But it was also historical in the fact that we put some parameters around making sure that it was a user fee, meaning those that use the infrastructure will then start paying for the infrastructure, and a transparency for our constituents. Hoosiers deserve to know that the taxes collected on gasoline went towards the roads they'd be driving on. So that was also a very good add and transition within state government.
Great. And then, you know, we're getting into this next session coming up. They always come quicker.
They do,
you know?
They do. You're right.
So what can we expect in terms of municipal issues? You know, you're probably meeting with people ahead of next sessions. So.
Absolutely. Organizations such as AIM have been instrumental in helping us do things like the road and infrastructure packaging. And so when we work during the interim, I think it's always best when those municipalities speak their voice and kind of share with their local legislators what's important for their different cities and counties. And I think personally, I push all government closer to the people, so municipalities know exactly what is needed in their areas. And therefore, hopefully those issues will rise up to the top before our deadline in December for legislation, because before you know it, January is going to roll around and we'll be talking through some issues important to all Hoosiers in our short session, January in 2018.
Great. And then we're here in Evansville, right? And the city
Absolutely.
Is undergoing this great transformation, you know, already an extremely strong city, you know, but enhancing the downtown. I mean, what
it's
are you kind
exciting.
Of excited to see, you know?
It's very exciting, especially for me, who I represent Vandenberg County and Warwick County, and seeing downtown Newburgh change at such a rapid rate just like downtown Evansville is so exciting and shows the importance of these funding mechanisms to be able to do things such as take care of what we have so that municipalities are more free and innovative to be bold and try new things. And seeing the med school come together and come to fruition just right outside these windows, and see all those companies and growth within the area build up because of the excitement for that school being here. And then seeing a neighboring town such as Newburgh on the riverfront grow and put so much into their quality of place and wellness trails and things like that. It's just been very transformational, and I'm very excited to see the next 3 or 4 years when it comes to all fruition.
Well, thanks so much, Representative Sullivan. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. So, thank you.
We are back with Representative Ed Soliday, one of our lawmakers of the year, and we're here at the Idea Summit in Evansville. So, Representative Soliday, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
And next, we're kind of wondering, just to kind of spin the conversation forward, in terms of infrastructure, you know, issues, you know, where do you kind of see the conversation going from here?
Well, one, we need to make certain we keep what we have gained over the last 6 years. It's been a lot of work, and a lot of folks in the stakeholder group have worked together to get this done, but the legislature meets every 2 years. A group that has sent a mailer to my area, Americans for Prosperity, they want it all repealed. Now, I don't think they have the power to do that, but you need to keep together, keep the message strong going forward to keep what we have. Second of all, there's a part of the bill that talks about railroad crossings. We have in the top five railroad crossings at grade in the nation. We are in that upper category of fatalities at grade crossings. And from a safety perspective, but also from a congestion perspective, we put some money aside and we made it so that cities and towns could use the money also. So $10 million in debt service, which leverages up to about $150 million. We're trying to figure out a way to leverage that further, because if we want commerce to move forward, we got to deal with that issue. Then we need to, there will be a report in the next month on tolling. And a lot of folks don't like it, but we've watched over the last 3 years the attitudes of people change significantly as we've talked more and more about the user pays. So as the CAFE standards kick in and the market starts to change toward electric vehicles, Cummins has announced they will have an all-electric drivetrain by this time next year. That has huge effects on our revenue from petroleum products. So we're going to have to work together. We can't toll the city streets. I mean, you can't toll the road to the library. So we're going to have to find ways to make up for that loss of petroleum revenue. Now, we say that fall off to start in about 2022, 2023. So the governor has the authority to toll. If he chooses not to, then we have to keep our stakeholder group together and got to think together about how we get this done. And then one of the things cities and towns wanted, as did all locals, pretty unanimously, was the federal exchange program. That's been a little slow kicking off because our first priority was the matching program, but this can probably save locals 25-30% in a couple years in planning if we can make this exchange program work. And then lastly, on where do we go forward is somewhat reactionary. We have no idea what the federal government's going to do. We have a group that's saying eliminate the federal fuel tax, eliminate that money comes back to us as states, just eliminate it and let the states do it all. Well, that would be disastrous, because I don't know how we would raise another 18 cents of local fuel tax. So there probably would be a pushback, even though the net price wouldn't go up. But remember that 18 cents hasn't been adjusted in 20 plus years, and so inflation has eaten most of that away. But one other thing that we need to work on together, and we don't control it in the state legislature except for a bully pulpit, and that is that the bureaucracy consumes so much energy and work on the part of city governments and county governments just to get a grant. And we probably, if we could work with the feds, I know on our own side, one of the problems coming up for cities right now is I had said from the start of the matching grants, one page. Well, then the grant comes through, the money is asked for, the NDOT approves it, and suddenly the Attorney General wants 10 pages of stuff. And so we're working now, and we're hoping that cities will help us with this, to sit down with those agencies that don't work for the governor and say, look, you're now part of the problem. We need to make this process more efficient.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So when it comes to broader infrastructure issues or other issues, you know, anything else, sure, cities and towns should be looking out for?
Absolutely. For those cities that have mass transit, the folks who we're moving forward, we have a stakeholder group of which cities and towns are a part to do autonomous vehicle legislation this year. There are two schools of thought. One is the manufacturing community that says this is going to move, and the research community that says this is going to move at X pace. And then we have the group that I characterize as the Google Ubers, who say none of us will own a car in 5 years, 6 years, and a box will come to your door, and you put the kids and your dog in and say, go to grandma's. We're a long way from that technologically, and to get there, what's called SAE Level 5. To get there, that means the vehicle can go any place. That's about $1 trillion in additional expenditure that I don't know where we get it. That's for one. The side effect of this is some very progressive government officials are saying, well, we shouldn't invest in mass transit because it's all going to be eliminated when we have these boxes that come to our door and take us anywhere. The problem with that, when you look at a city like Chicago, fortunately that is not in Indiana, but if you were to remove their trains, that's 2.1 million vehicles on the road at rush hour that aren't there now, and it doesn't matter who's driving them. So when we're looking where my district is, Northwest Indiana, we've got a mass transit project that really is good. Younger people like city living. They say, I want to live in a cool place. The job is secondary to a cool place with mass transit. My son lives in Chicago. He does not own a car. When he wants one, he rents one. That's not how my generation thought, but we need to start listening to these people. And if we buy into this futuristic view of the Jetsons before it's ready for prime time, and we start not funding our mass transit systems, we're going to have some real difficulties, particularly with the elderly and in the big cities, getting to their jobs. So we've got to spend a lot of time on mass transit.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Representative Soliday. We really appreciate your time.